Paul Rhodes had already spent half a dozen years on death row when Idaho last used lethal injection in 1994. Rhodes has spent the past 23 years appealing his death sentences. Now he may be down to weeks. Lamont Anderson with Idaho's Attorney General's office says the state will file a death warrant for Rhodes, but first the Ninth Circuit Court has to receive the Supreme Court's decision in the mail. Then the Circuit Court will issue a mandate lifting the stay of execution.
Well, I expect the mandate from the Ninth Circuit to be issued sometime the end of this week or next week.
That's when Anderson files a death warrant. He says they have to. The Attorney General's office is legally bound to see sentences are carried out. A district judge will be the one to finally issue the warrant.
Then a time will be set for the execution, and it has to be within 30 days of the signing of that death warrant.
Rhodes does have a few legal options. Anderson says he can seek commutation from the governor. Rhodes has also challenged Idaho's execution protocol. That's pending in federal court. Rhodes' defender did not respond to requests for an interview. I'm Adam Cotterell, KBSX News.